4 communities in the YK Delta currently have community spread of the coronavirus. 31 communities have now had at least one COVID-19 case. Here's YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges.
I can't emphasize the urgency of this anymore. We are in danger of overwhelming our healthcare system.
To prevent that from happening, YKHC provided updated guidance to school districts on Monday. Dr. Hodges said YKHC had observed potential spread of the virus in schools, and she said students in every YK Delta community should no longer go to school at all for the time being.
We are now recommending that every school district in the region transition to their highest risk level of red, which generally speaking is remote learning only.
In a press release Tuesday, the Lower Kuskokwim School District announced that it would move to remote learning in all of its school sites. YKHC CEO and President Dan Winkleman said after talking to school districts, YKHC turned to village leaders.
We got on the phone and notified 14 tribes and cities across the YK Delta that they should go on lockdown for the next 2 weeks at a minimum.
The villages that were advised to lock down this week are Akiak, Akiachuk, Alukanuk, Trifornik, Eek, Kongiganek, Kweethluk, Napakiak, Nunapichuk, Pilot Station, Russian Mission, Scammon Bay, Tiluksak, and Tununuk. That's on top of 5 villages that were already locked down before this week began. Those include Chivak, Mountain Village, Nabuskiak, Quinnahawk, and Tuksuk Bay. Vice President of Communications Tiffany Zolkowski said these villages do not all necessarily have a confirmed COVID-19 case there, but could be interconnected with other villages that do. Dr. Hodges explained the reasoning.
So the idea is if we engage in this behavior with a very strict shelter in place or hunker down or lockdown order, that we can interrupt the transmission of this highly contagious virus in our region before it gets out of hand like it already has in several of our villages.
Zolkowski added that these lockdowns could prevent widespread undetected transmission of the virus. Winkleman said he knows these measures can work because he's seen it work in Nunapichuk, a village that previously had community spread of the virus, but no longer does.
They implemented strong public health strategies, and then the community itself took the lockdown seriously. And if other communities are able to do that, there is no reason why that they couldn't replicate the same success.
YKHC also has a message for communities that aren't locked down. Not having any documented cases in your village does not mean you're safe. Winkleman says every person in the Delta needs to change their mindset to the new reality.
COVID is so widespread now within the entire YK Delta that you have to assume that when you meet with others outside of your household, you have to assume that they possibly have COVID.
Zolkowski added that communities cannot just rely on travel restrictions. She said people also need to hunker down, wear masks, avoid gatherings, and practice all known preventive measures. Winkleman also emphasized the importance of notifying community members when someone in a village tests positive for COVID-19. He said some tribal and city leaders still won't allow YKHC to identify those communities. Winkleman urges YK Delta residents to speak with their leaders. He says people should know the extent of the public health threat they're dealing with in order to take proper precautions. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.